Hey guys, before the podcast begins, I got a quick request. So my wife turned 40 and I forgot to say this in the podcast. So I've got to do it before the podcast begins. My wife turned 40 years old on the 18th, yesterday, Sunday. Can you do me a favor? She tracks all of this data that comes to her website, her new store that started 2 months ago. She has this dream of owning her own boutique. It's MadelineBoutique.store. MadelineBoutique.store. If you go to my Twitter account at SportsTalkMatt, there's a link there. If you guys could just go there, I'm not asking you to buy anything. Just help with the traffic, to bump up the traffic on her website. We did it on Twitter yesterday. If you missed it on Twitter, I thought it could be cool that the Deuce audience kind of gave her a boost there and just gave her some traffic. And it's a cool looking little website. It's a boutique for kids. It's really nice kids clothing, but it's her dream to start this. So if you could do that for me, I would be uber, uber thankful. Sorry for doing this right here, but time for the podcast. Hey guys, how are you? Welcome into a Monday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Each and every morning we are here on bettingpros.com, always being brought to you by BetMGM. You can find this podcast anywhere where you get your podcasts, YouTube as well, and we even have a TikTok now. If you go search the Daily Juice, you can see what I'm doing on TikTok, which is not very much. It's just like a one pick that you guys get on the podcast because you're listening to it anyway. So, but I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing on there, but I'll figure it out eventually. We've had a couple of good days. We did fairly well over the weekend thanks to the Open Championship. We went 3-0 on our Open Championship wagers. We got JT over Rory in the second round. We got Brooks over Bryson for the full four. Brooks played great on Sunday, and we had him over Dustin Johnson on Sunday. So 3-0 there. We had some bad luck in NASCAR, and I still like that Denny Hamlin bet a lot. But look, first, the rain was awful, and NASCAR never should have started that race. And then two Toyotas spin out and crash, and Truex Jr. and Kyle Busch pretty much done after, the third or fourth lap? And then Denny Hamlin somehow escaped any damage when he spun around and didn't clip the wall or didn't get hit by anybody, but then he had a wheel fall off late in the race. So that was an unfortunate loss there. The Red Sox was just a bad bet. Red Sox are not playing well. Their offense is problematic. So we'll watch them against the Blue Jays coming up, but I think the Red Sox are going to have a rough couple of weeks here. They're playing a lot of teams in their division. They need Chris Sale. They probably need to make a trade for another bat, and they're asking their middle 3, 4, 5 hitters to do a lot right now, and it's just not really working. That's why they brought up the Duran kid to hopefully bat leadoff at some point in this season for Boston, but just a bad loss to the Yankees. So the Yankees take 2 of 3 for the Red Sox. I had the Red Sox in the under as a parlay, Yankees in the over hit. So I was way off on that game. We had the official play of the Red Sox on the money line. So that didn't come out. So 2-2 overall yesterday with the four round win with Brooks over Bryson, and just a slight win for a Sunday. So not a bad little run. Okay, we definitely had better runs than this, but we sure as hell have had worse runs than what we've been over the last 4 days. So it's Monday today, all right? And I'm just going to tell you this. I'm going to give you 4 bets for a bet we have not made yet here on the Daily Juice. I have not bet no for a run in the first inning yet, and I'm going to make 4 of them coming up today here on a Monday. I hate betting on Monday because you never know what you're going to get, and teams are funky. It's the first game of a series. They're traveling. They've been, this is the first time they've played a couple of games since the All-Star break, first time around in the rotation since the All-Star break. So it's just kind of a wonky day. So I've got 4 quarter unit bets, 4 of them, one unit in play, but broken up into 4 quarter units. And I'm looking for really either low juice or plus money. All right. So I've taken where the books are kind of shading towards the yes, and I'm coming in and taking on the no. Now, maybe there's a ton of offense throughout Major League Baseball and I lose a whole unit by doing this today, but I think we could probably go 2-2. And if the right 2-2 hit for us, we're betting plus money. So then we wind up getting ourselves into a situation where we're winning. We're up on the day. Okay. And I'm going to give you my favorite SEC win total bet of the college football season. The SEC Media Days begin today in Birmingham, Alabama. When I tell you how special of a week this is in the South, you just don't understand unless you've lived there. This is the start of football season. When you get to Birmingham and you get to walk in that hotel that's attached to a mall, I used to do my show there every year, and it's just a really cool deal. You get all the coaches all together, and you get all the players all together. And for somebody who didn't grow up in the South, SEC Media Days are legit, man. It is so, so fun. And you get Alabama on Wednesday. You get Georgia and Ole Miss on Tuesday. It's really a fun, fun week. And if you're a college football nut, no crowds, unfortunately. They're not going to let the crowds in. That was one of the biggest culture shocks for me when I moved to Alabama for the first time and went down to Media Days, that there were hundreds of people waiting outside to get, at the time, whoever was coaching Mike Dubose, his autograph at the time for Alabama. It didn't matter who it was. They were just wide-eyed, and they couldn't believe that they were looking at their college football players and their coaches. And I'm coming from New England, I'm coming from Virginia, and I'm coming from a background where professional sports are the only thing that matters, and college sports are kind of like, yeah, great, you play college, talk to me when you get to the NFL. I couldn't figure it out in the beginning. I was a 21, 22-year-old kid who was just like, wait, what? I remember the first time I broadcasted, I was doing a pregame and postgame show for Virginia, University of Virginia, when I was the voice of UVA women's basketball, my first ever professional job in Charlottesville, Virginia. And I was doing a broadcast, first game of the year, outside of Virginia Stadium, and all the dudes going to the game were wearing a suit and jacket, and all the women were dressed up in these beautiful sundresses. And I looked to the person I was working with, and I was like, what the hell is going on, and why is everyone dressed up? I just couldn't figure it out. But that's what happened in the South. So I had a pretty nice breaking in for the Yankee in me when it came to the Southern traditions around college football. And then I got a big one with Alabama and Auburn when I moved to Huntsville. So I've got a bet for you for college football today that I really, really like. Okay, so I'll hold the college football bet until after we get to the baseball. That's a one full unit bet. But if you want to go ahead and use the BetMGM offer on that, you can. You bet $20 on it. You win $100 on this. The bet I'm going to give you is minus 120. This bet would give you a 5-to-1 return. If you use the BetMGM, $20 to win $100 on any event, win or lose, with the promo code JUICE100, BetMGM.com or on the BetMGM app, where available, use the promo code JUICE100. All right, so let's start with baseball, okay? Four games that I am identifying today that all I am betting the no for a run in the first inning. Okay, we're going to get out of the way quick and sweet, quick and easy. First game, Twins at Chicago. This number is juiced to the yes at minus 125 to the yes. The no is plus 105. Lance Lynn's on the mound for Chicago, the guy that just got a contract extension, a guy who's pitched extremely well this year for the Chicago White Sox. His ERA is under 2. He's got a 9-3 record. He's a guy who does not give up many runs in the first inning or just in general. In his last start against the Twins, he gave up one run in totality. That was in the fourth inning. He's going up against a guy, and this is why I think the number is juiced to the yes, that is basically a reliever, Griffin Jacks for the Twins. Now, the Twins are a really good team at scoring early. They score 35% of the time they're scoring a run in the first inning. Chicago also is pretty good at scoring early, but not nearly as good scoring in the first inning. They're pretty much middle of the pack when it comes to scoring. They are 14th, 31% of the time they're scoring a run in the first inning. But they're not giving up many runs in the first inning, which is what we're looking for. We're looking for the no here, okay? So in terms of where I'm going, I'm going to kind of say, okay, I'm going to hope that for one inning that Griffin Jacks can hold it together. For one inning, his last start, he went 5 innings. He gave up 8 hits, 6 earned runs to the KC Royals, but he didn't give up any runs in the first inning. He actually was pretty good till the fourth inning when he kind of fell apart. His start before that against Cleveland, he did give up 3 runs in the first inning. So the hope is he can hold it together here against the White Sox, get three outs and get out of here. I don't think Lance Lynn gives up any runs. We're going no run in the first inning, plus 105 for a quarter unit for the Twins and the Tigers. First game of the day. It's a 2:05 Pacific time start. It is a 5:10 start on the East Coast. Play number two, Red Sox at Toronto. Ross Stripling up against Nick Pivetta. Look, the Red Sox offense is hurting right now. Nick Pivetta is not bad, okay? Nick Pivetta, in terms of on the road, he's been much better on the road than he has been at home. He is 4-2 with a 2.89 ERA on the road. At home, he's 3-2 with a 5.62 ERA. Just need him to go up there and get three outs for the Blue Jays, who are mashing the baseball right now. Vlad Guerrero crushing the baseball. I understand all that. Just don't give up a run, Nick Pivetta, in the first inning. Now, the Red Sox offense is completely anemic right now. They were not scoring runs before the All-Star break. They're not scoring runs now. One run in their last two games, or two runs in their last two games combined. A 3-1 loss to the Yankees and a 9-1 loss last night to the Yankees. Ross Stripling has not been great, okay? I'm not saying this guy's an all-world pitcher. He gave up four earned runs in his last start against Tampa Bay Rays, but he didn't give up a run in the... He gave up one run in the first inning in his last start. So we want to hopefully he can hold things together here and hold this Red Sox anemic offense down, and they don't score runs early. The start before that, he was against Tampa Bay and didn't give up any runs to Tampa Bay. So 1-1 to a yes in the first run inning for Ross Stripling. I get it. He's 3-5 with a 4.34 ERA. The hope is Red Sox are tired. They're not feeling great. The bats aren't hot and they're just cold right now. So no solo home runs here for the Red Sox. It's plus 120. Why? The offense for the Blue Jays. Okay, they score and they score a lot of runs. They're red hot right now. They can go crazy in the second inning on. We just need no runs in the first inning between the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. That's a plus 120 bet at a quarter unit. Now, third bet. The third bet, you might go, really, Matt, you're going here? The Pirates have been a team that we have bet a lot on for the yes, right? The yes to have a run. I'm going the other way here with Pittsburgh today on a Monday. Pittsburgh's at Arizona. Arizona does not score. Their numbers are awful. They score 18% of the time in the first inning. Okay, so they're not scoring. They don't have the offense. They don't score it. But what's equally interesting is that they do give up runs early. They give up 0.77 runs, which is second worst in Major League Baseball to the yes. The Pirates are the second worst at 0.82. Okay, so you look at the pitching matchup here. Caleb Smith versus Chase DeYoung. I'm going to say, and I'm going to go against what we all think here, right? The obvious bet would be a yes, okay? The obvious bet would be like, yup, they're both giving up runs a lot. I'm going to go against to take the plus money. It's plus 105 on the no. This screams yes, right? But it's Monday, and it's funky. And a part of me just says, while we're all thinking this should be a yes, I think it was minus 130 to the yes for both these teams. I don't think the Diamondbacks will score, okay? I don't think they score. The question is, will the Pirates score on Caleb Smith? Lefty has not been pitching all that great, but he is at home, so maybe he's a bit more comfortable. You know, he's pitched a bunch of games at home. He's been okay recently. He hasn't been tremendous, but he's a guy who gets kind of spot starts. He was pretty bad, actually, in his last start against the Dodgers. He gave up 9 earned runs in the first inning. So, yeah, hopefully he kind of rights the ship here. And like I said, we're going against all the trends. Everyone say, if we were all talking about, you know, not taking plus money, like I've been saying, I'm searching for plus money and going against what we all say, maybe gives up a ton of runs, but hopefully does that in the second inning. I'm going to take the plus money, the plus 105 bet here on the Pittsburgh Pirates up against the Arizona Diamondbacks. This may be the scariest of all of them, just given how profitable the Pirates have been. But we are going with the plus 105 on the no for a run in the first inning for the Pirates and the Diamondbacks. And I am paying juice on one game because I'm pretty darn confident on one game that I am going to pay the juice on. and that's the Giants and the Dodgers. This is going to be a playoff game. I'm staying up late to watch this game. I'm not betting this game, but I'm fired up to watch this. The Giants just lost 2 of 3 to the Cardinals. The Dodgers are playing better, and this is going to be the race. As I've told you, I want to bet the Giants to win the division, and I'm just not there yet. But we have Tony Gonsolin against Kevin Gausman. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better pitching matchup here between these two guys. We have a 1.73 ERA and a 2.13 ERA. I mean, these are two extremely good pitchers. Gausman had a family emergency, so he's back now starting game one of this series against the Dodgers on the road. Giants are 28-21 on the road. Dodgers are 30-14 at home. I'm expecting a playoff type atmosphere. I think both these pitchers will be very, very sharp for this game. I'm expecting a really, really good game, low scoring game. Total is only 8 for this game. I'm going to lay the -115 here. The yes is -105. So it's kind of even. There's no plus money on either side of this bet, but I'm going to go no runs, Giants, Dodgers at -115 for a quarter unit. All right. So 4 bets, quarter unit. All on no for runs in the first inning here on a Monday. Hopefully some tired bats and sleepy legs going into this with a quarter unit on all 4 for a 1-unit totality going in here on a Monday. So we're going Twins, White Sox, no. Red Sox, Blue Jays, no. Pirates, Diamondbacks, no. Giants, Dodgers, no. Runs in the first inning. 4 bets, 1 unit. And now the college football play of the week, month, whatever, I don't know what it is, but let's talk about the SEC. As I mentioned, SEC Media Days begin today in Birmingham, Alabama. We're going to hear from all the head coaches, including Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin back in the SEC is a chef's kiss. Mwah. It is beautiful. It is perfect to have him be back. And he brought an offense that is setting this conference not on fire, but people are paying attention. Matt Corral last year, oh my, what a year for him last year. He was tremendous, averaged over 330 passing yards per game, threw for 29 touchdowns, rushed for 4 more, had over 500 yards rushing. This Ole Miss football team on offense, yes, they graduated a couple of, or they lost a couple of really good wide receivers, but Kiffin's got offense and he's got a scheme. This is modern day football. Forget about playing defense, okay? Remember, this Ole Miss football team hung 48 points on Alabama last year. 48 on that defense with a number of number one picks and NFL caliber players on that defense. Kiffin threw up 48. In that game, Matt Corral went 21 of 28 for 365 and 2 touchdowns. Oh boy, the defense is a mess. I don't think it matters. They'll have another year under their belt. And I think they'll be able to get themselves enough stops to get over the win total. Ole Miss's projected win total is 7.5 at -120 at the Westgate here in Vegas. 7.5 wins, -120, shop. But find us. This is what I played, though. Ole Miss, over 7.5 wins. Why? Their schedule. They play Louisville in Atlanta. Neutral game, up and down. They should win that game. Important to win that game. They will win the next 2. They'll beat Austin Peay and they'll beat Tulane. They will be 3-0 when they open. They have a bye and then they're at Tuscaloosa. Who knows? Lane Kiffin going back to Alabama. Are you kidding me? Let's just chalk it up as a loss though, right? But maybe a really high scoring fun game. We're going to bet a lot of overs with Ole Miss football this year. Arkansas at home. Must win. Tennessee. Lane Kiffin's supposed to go back there, right? And say he's at Ole Miss. Tennessee, must win. That's a 5-1 mark. They're 5-1 when they go to, they come back home against LSU. Most likely a loss, but maybe not. I don't know. Is LSU going to turn it around? What are they going to look like next year? That could be a win. They could be 6-1 when they go to Auburn. They have Auburn on the road, probably a loss, but maybe they upset somebody. Then they play Liberty. W, A&M at home, winnable football game. Then they play Vanderbilt. That's a W. And then they're at Mississippi State for the Egg Bowl. 7.5 wins. I got them winning 9 games. I think Ole Miss wins 9 football games this year. Bet the over. Ole Miss 9-3 this year at -120 for Lane Kiffin and company. It's my favorite bet in the SEC. I think this offense is going to be outstanding. They're going to have tons of fans there. There's a lot of hype. People are talking about the top 25 potentially for Ole Miss. This is a team that I cannot wait to watch, and I'm really curious what Lane Kiffin says about his team coming up at SEC Media Days. How high is he? He's got the quarterback, which in college football, you have to have. If you're going to run a high-flying offense, you got to have the quarterback, and you got to have a guy who's going to be talked about for the Heisman. He's going to put up monster numbers. Can they stop anybody? That's going to be the question for this defense. If they can just be average on defense, Ole Miss is going to be pretty good this year. They're going to be a top 25 team. They're going to be in a pretty good bowl game coming up this year. They're not beating Alabama. They're probably not beating Auburn, but if they can take care of business, beating Louisville out of the gate is a huge, huge game. Huge scene setter. They win that game out of the gates in Atlanta on a neutral field, and I think it's off to the races for Lane Kiffin and company with Ole Miss here with a full 12-game schedule. Over 7.5 wins for Ole Miss at minus 120. All right, those are the plays for a Monday. We do have the Discord bet conversation coming up today on our Discord channel. That will happen around 4:30 or so Pacific time, 7:30 Eastern, somewhere in that range. It'll be for the Discord bet, which I'm guessing is going to be heavy on game number 6 of the NBA Finals, but maybe we jump into some other things. You want to bet the Gold Cup or other things that may be happening on Tuesday. Tuesday's not a halfway bad sports day, so we got a bunch of things to get into for the Discord bet of the week, which did hit last week, by the way. So let's see if we're going to go 2 weeks in a row for the Discord bet. So mark your calendars. Set an alarm on your phone to be in the Discord channel at 7:30, somewhere in that range, coming up here today, Eastern time, for our weekly chat to make our crowdsourced bet of the week for the Daily Juice. All right, to recap it once again, no runs for first inning. Twins, White Sox, Red Sox, Blue Jays, Giants, Dodgers, Pittsburgh, and the Arizona Diamondbacks. We're going plus 105, plus 120, plus 105, and minus 115 for the odds at a quarter unit. And over 7.5 wins for Ole Miss. Full unit, by the way. That's a full unit bet for Ole Miss. Over 7.5 wins at minus 120 for the Rebels to get themselves 8 or more wins coming up here for the college football season. I'm very high on Lane Kiffin and company. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt each and every morning. It's the Daily Juice Podcast right here on bettingpros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.